Construction continues at the site of the new Craighead County Fairgrounds. Located near the Farville Curve, the new 80-acre tract of land has seen a lot of activities over the past several months. Crews are now racing against the clock to get everything done in time for the Craighead County Fair. President of the Fair Association, Eddie Burris, says everything is about 90% complete. And he says crews are working long days and even weekends to try to get everything turned over to the Fair Association by the first full week in September.
Oh, there's about 90 to 100 people out here working full time, and on a daily basis, there's crews coming and going as they need intermediate help. They call in an extra crew, and that's just in the expo building. We also have folks up in the cattle barns and swine barn doing fine-tuning stuff. And we also have another group over there building the bathrooms on the midway. So we've actually got three nucleus groups here going and kind of running three different projects all on the same ground here simultaneously.
The Craighead County Fair's first event is scheduled for Friday, September 14th. That is when the beauty pageants take place. The county fair officially kicks off September 17th and runs the rest of that week. According to Burris, the main challenge is getting all of the construction complete by the time the fair starts, and then planning out the next phase of construction projects on the fairgrounds.
Right now we're in phase one. Phase one included a 30,000 square foot cattle barn, a 30,000 foot swine barn, a 10,000 square foot maintenance building, and our 80,000 square foot expo building that has an additional 30,000 square feet of office corridors and restrooms and utility areas. So it's about 110,000 square feet under one roof. That's the main concern. That's the one we've got to have finished for exhibits and for all the fair activities. The cattle barns, the swine barns, they're ready. And the bathrooms are probably 80% ready on the midway areas.
The 80,000 square foot exposition center is designed for multiple uses by different groups. Burris says the flexibility of the use of the new building, along with the new center being twice the size of the old building, are some of the advantages of the new center.
We had two buildings on the old fairground, an educational building and a commercial building, and the concept here combines both buildings into one. We'll have more room, probably 40% more room than we did combined in the two other buildings in the 80,000 square feet. It's designed to divide into four sections of 20,000 feet, and two of those sections on each end can divide into a 10,000 square foot meeting room. So we could actually have eight different events going on at the same time, and everybody be isolated and everybody be secure, and no co-mingling from group to group. So that's the way it's laid out, and offices are in the south end of the building, and I think we've got a great design. I think it'll be something that'll be very useful, and the utility of it will be enormous, I think.
Burris says the new facility is already being booked for numerous events this fall, and he says the goal is for the new fairgrounds to be used year-round. The multimillion-dollar projects are being funded by the sale of the land from the old fairgrounds. The money made is taken and placed into the construction at the new fairgrounds site. Burris believes the new fairgrounds site will be a big benefit to the area.
Oh, I think so. I mean, the traffic flow with the new hospital coming there east and north of the ASU and come on around the curve, and here this little complex is coming in and talks about a convention center coming to town. Jonesboro is as progressive as any area of the state. Building, it's just enormous. If the building here, there's so many people busy in the building, and we're just growing by leaps and bounds. And this unit here, this expo center, is part of that future planning. It's part of that idealistic hope for the area. I don't think we'll ever have an airport, but we've got facilities here that's not going to be available anywhere, even within a 100-mile radius.
And speaking of traffic coming off of the busy Highway 49, I asked Burris about how the traffic will be controlled in that area.
That was our first design with this project and with this site. And we do have two four-lane entrances off of 49 that make a circle through the parking area up to the expo. So we have a good traffic flow program and plan. We won't have any signalized lights at the entrances. We plan on utilizing the local police department, sort of like an ASU football game, with some flagmen and some traffic directors. And I don't think our demand on the traffic will be any worse than a football game. And after everybody's had a good time, sometimes it takes 30 minutes to get away, but that'll just be part of it.
And that's Eddie Burris. Construction is expected to be complete on the first phase of projects at the new county fairgrounds by the 3rd of September. Construction on the other major project on Highway 49 between Jonesboro and Paragould, that's the new NEA Baptist Hospital and Clinic, that's expected to be complete next summer.